Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's welcome into the program one of the truly great followers on Twitter. If you are a Five Stripes fan, at Long Shoe, L-O-N-G-S-H-O-E, Long Shoe, Jason Longshore, joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Jason.
Jason.
Good morning, guys.
So, Jason, as far as this Atlanta United playoff talk that we're having, is that dead? Did last night kill all of that?
No, there's too much soccer to be played, but now you need a lot of help. And that's the thing, that you weren't going to control your destiny with a win last night, but you had a much easier road to get to the postseason. Now you've got to go on the road and win a couple of games, and you only have one win on the road this season. So, look, it's a tougher road. This Eastern Conference, and really MLS as a whole, there's 15 teams across the league, if you include both conferences, separated by 5 points. It's very tight all the way across the board. A couple of wins changes everything. But the way Atlanta United responded to falling behind last night, you've got to find something different to get a couple of wins in a row and get some momentum, and you're running out of time.
Yeah, no, there's no question you're running out of time. Last night, the defensive struggles, I'll put it that way, of Atlanta United really came to fore. I mean, the first 25 to 30 minutes of that game, I almost sat there watching thinking, gosh, this could be 5-0. I mean, they were just getting drilled in the first, third of the game. And it was like, what do you do to correct this, Jason?
Well, I think you got to break it up and do a couple segments, because it's not that simple, John, in my opinion. I think the first 10 minutes, Atlanta looked good. Atlanta got chances. They were getting in behind. They were dealing with the Red Bulls' press, because the Red Bulls don't try to have the ball. They want to create turnovers and take advantage of that when you're unbalanced. First 10, Atlanta had control. They give up the goal, and it is against the run of play. I think Atlanta was the better team up to the first goal for the Red Bulls. And that goal, you lose an individual battle on that side. And Kyle Duncan is set up, and I think the defense was set up to do it correctly. Thiago Almada kind of doubles down to try to pin Duncan in against the touchline, but Duncan's able to beat Caleb Wiley down the line and put in the cross, where that cross can't come in. It can't happen. Second goal off the corner, long VAR review, not a fan of how all of that went down. It felt like it was a long search to try to find something to overturn the call. I don't think they ever had anything that was definitive, whatever. My issue with last night with how Atlanta United played is not they're getting drilled for 30 minutes. It's after conceding the two goals, and especially you go back to the first one, you take the long delay out. It took too long to get going again. And something Gonzalo Pineda talked about after the game, something I think a couple players have talked about as well. You're going to have ebbs and flows in games, natural. You concede a goal, you know now you have to come back from two down. Okay, it's natural to have a little bit of a lull. It can't be as long as it was. That's not acceptable. And that's where I really feel like some of the leadership issues are showing. You know, when you're missing some guys, Osvaldo Alonso in that situation, for example, and we saw it so many times during his career in Seattle. What generally happens in that moment where you fall down 2-0, you're trying to get the energy up, Osvaldo Alonso go flying into a tackle. We saw it early this season. He goes flying into a tackle, takes a yellow card, knows he's got to be a little careful the rest of the way, but you get a buzz going. You get the energy level up. You didn't have any of that, and there wasn't a response for a long period of time, and that's what's going to cost you games. That's what's going to cost you points right now.
You know, Jason, at home used to be like, you know, for Atlanta United, that used to be the place where they were really tough to be beaten. Right now at home, they're 6-4-4. What has changed in the stadium, or is this just a byproduct of how the team is just a little bit down over the past few years?
To me, it's a byproduct of just the way the season has gone. I don't think it's anything specifically about being at home. I think it's a byproduct of the way the season has gone. Can't fall behind in games with some of these early goals given up and then take too long to get a response. You can't always rely on the late game heroics. They get another goal here very late, and it is a huge moment for Joseph Martinez in his career, fastest to 100 goals in his MLS career, in 150 overall games in all competitions, less than that in just MLS competition. It's impressive, but it took too long. And that's the issue. Like the late game heroics, you get the goal against Seattle, you get 3 points. You get the goal fairly late in Cincinnati, you get a point. That's great, and that shows fight, and that shows heart. But where you need to see that is faster when you fall behind. It can't take so long. And when that happens, it's when those records don't look like they used to, either at home or on the road.
Jason Longshore, Atlanta United expert, joining us on the WaveForward.com hotline. As Atlanta United now has its back to the wall and has to start winning games here, because this season isn't lost yet, so let's see if we can't make something out of it here as they battle their way back from a kind of a difficult start to the year with all the injuries. And having said that, do we have any updates on the big bald wall and on Miles Robinson? And what is your expectations that
the
both
big
might
bald
be?
Wall. Okay.
Yeah, that would be Greg is in. The big bald wall and Miles Robinson, and your expectation of their ability to impact the season next year?
It's hard to say because that's an injury that's such a long-term one. What I have been hearing is from Brad Guzan. He's looking really good. He's ahead of schedule. He's working hard. That's a great sign, especially, you know, for a player at his age, harder to come back from that kind of surgery. He's doing great. Miles is starting to do more. We're seeing the videos of him doing more. These are good signs, but it's too early to get a timeline for, you know, are they full go at the beginning of training camp? That's aggressive, just based off the timelines and when the injury happened. When can they be full go? Because let's go back to training camp this year for Atlanta United. And, you know, we've talked about Brad and Miles and Osvaldo and some of the different injuries that have happened during the year. But even in preseason, you didn't have Brooks Lennon because of the ankle injury he picked up with the U.S. Men's National Team. He came back and wasn't available at the very beginning, didn't participate in preseason at all. Marcelino Moreno had a foot injury. He didn't participate in preseason at all, was able to come off the bench in the opener and then start to work back in. But when you're missing guys in those critical moments and you're building a style of play and you're building a system that has a lot of interchange, when the pieces keep having to be swapped out, it's almost like you're learning again from scratch. And that's what has been going on with Atlanta. Brad's a different situation in goal. He's fine. You want Miles in there as early as possible in preseason, and it's just too early to tell with his timeline.
Talking with Jason Longshore. Jason, quick question in regards to the World Cup. How close are we to the, was it 26 players, I think, for Qatar, mm-hmm. right? How close are we to a final U.S. Roster, and do you see the team now? Because we're counting down. I mean, we're starting to approach World Cup time.
Yeah, it's getting close. It's so weird this year with the World Cup being in the middle of the European seasons and in our holiday period. It never happened before, so it's kind of a weird feel all the way around. Not quite there on the rosters being determined yet. That'll come after this last window internationally in late September, where the U.S. is going to play two games in Europe. I would guess that Greg Berhalter is probably down to the final few options, and that those games in September are probably going to go a long way to decide it. I think the questions for Berhalter in the U.S. are a little bit about who those last maybe five guys are. But bigger than that for me is who's going to start in goal, because two of his – well, one is now on loan, Zach Steffen, a goalkeeper. He's on loan and he's playing regularly, but – Matt Turner goes from the New England Revolution to Arsenal. He's a reserve there. He's not playing regularly. I would have thought Turner might have been the starter to begin with, but if he's not playing regularly, can you start him in a World Cup where he's not sharp? Does that open a door for Sean Johnson? Maybe, possibly. And then who's starting up top? And that's been a question throughout the qualifiers. It's been a little bit of a rotating cast. Is somebody going to get hot between now and then, between Jordan Pefock in Europe Jesus Ferreira here with FC Dallas. Who's going to take that starting striker role for the U.S.? I'm looking at those two big questions in September to see if we get answers.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to the World Cup. It should be hopefully U.S. can advance out of the group play, group stage. And they're in a tough group. I mean, you know, that first game against Gareth Bale and Wales is not going to be easy. As always, Jason.
It's a tough group, but it's a group you can get out of.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, see what you can do against England. All right, as always, appreciate it. Thanks much, Jason.
You're the man.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it. And Hugh, hey, congrats on the Hall of Fame.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.